Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments this morning over whether the Civil Rights Act's prohibition on sex discrimination extends to LGBT people. KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg has reaction.
Jonathan Lovitz is Senior Vice President of the National LGBT Chamber of Commerce and a Philadelphia resident.
I spent the morning at the U.S. Supreme Court with thousands of LGBT advocates and activists from all over the country.
Lovitz says the case is the first of its kind before the court, with plaintiffs arguing gender stereotyping should be banned. He says he's nervous that recent SCOTUS appointees are going to side with the conservative base.
But I also know that courts believe in the rule of law, and it is established law that LGBTQ people are deserving of the same equal rights as everyone else. We're always going to be on the front line saying liberty and justice for all means all.
A ruling is expected sometime next year. Deliberations continue into the fifth day for a federal jury in Camden in the case of former Bordentown Police Chief Frank Nucera. Nucera is facing allegations that he abused an African-American teenager during an arrest because of his race and then lied to the FBI about it. He's charged on three counts, including one under the federal hate crime statute for allegedly slamming the teen's head into a door jamb. Secretly recorded tapes were played during his trial to support the government's contention that Nucera had a racial bias against African Americans at the time. Jurors yesterday indicated to Judge Robert Kugler they were deadlocked. The judge told them to continue their discussions. The Philadelphia Parking Authority is about to roll out the next generation of parking meter kiosks beginning next Tuesday. And as we hear from KYW's Paul Kurtz, they'll be installed all over the city.
The old coin meters are going away for good, and the kiosks that served the PPA for about 10 years will be replaced by a new pay-by-plate system. Parking Authority Executive Director Scott Petrie.
Customers will now enter their license plate, make payment with coin or credit card or debit card.
The transaction can also be completed through handheld devices and a new convenient feature, too. Say you've parked your car, walked to a restaurant a few blocks away, and 45 minutes later you need to feed that kiosk again. Well, you no longer have to go back to the car. You just find the nearest kiosk and up your time from there.
The Parking Authority's game plan is to initially install 60 pay-by-plate kiosks in Center City and put them through a 30-day testing period before expanding citywide.
The testing process should take about 8 months. After 1,000 students from Ben Franklin High School and Science Leadership Academy have spent a week at home, the school district hopes to let parents know by Wednesday where these displaced students will attend classes starting Monday. Superintendent William Hite updated reporters this morning as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
One thing that is important is that we expand the number of options that are available to consider now, and we are getting closer and closer to having students in a place on Monday.
Well, parents at two town hall meetings rejected the district's plan to relocate Ben Franklin and SLA students at Strawberry Mansion and South Philadelphia High Schools until January when the work is done. Superintendent Hite says a hastily assembled task force has suggested other locations, including three former charter school buildings.
Delaware Valley Charter, Eastern University Charter, and Charter High School for Architecture and Design.
We want to look at those others. We think that the others will relieve some of the anxiety about the first two that we talked about.
Hite says the moving the start date to Monday the 14th allows administrators to review more options. The district hopes to have a relocation plan to announce by Wednesday. More than 1,000 students from four Philadelphia elementary schools in the district got to pick out new winter coats at the Pennsylvania Convention Center today. Here's KYW's Mark Abrams.
The Philadelphia region's auto dealers Caring for Kids Foundation was behind the distribution effort here. Kevin Mesicola is the Auto Foundation's executive director.
Over 52,000 brand new winter coats in October, and it's our way to give back.
And the kids love being able to dive in and pick out a new coat.
It feels warm and good.
And the good colors?
Yes, it's red and black.
What do you think of that coat? Nice, huh?
It's cozy.
It's soft and it fits good.
The coats were donated by the auto dealerships in the Philadelphia 5-county area. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.